What is this? Is it some kind of game?
Of course it's not.
But I always see this in the TV shows I watch. And in the end, everyone is friends with each other.
Well, that's TV, and this is real life. They're bullying us.
No way. This can't be. I mean, this is our first day. Why would they be mean to us?
Because they are humans and we are not. Ugh, God, this is so stupid.
But we never even thought of being mean to them. Why would they think like that?
Mel, do I look like an expert on humans or something? All I know is that Big Sis at home told me that we should be wary of these beasts.
But I don't think they're that cruel. I mean, think about it. There was no biting, no scratching, just gentle pushes, and then we were in this room.
Locker.
Bless you.
This is dumb. Why do I even need to be in the school in the first place? And why with you? Nothing against you, but from all of us, you are the dumb sister.
Hey, I'm not dumb, meanie.
Why? Why do I have to be in this situation? This sucks. I want to go home.
Aw, you're homesick? I'm sorry. I guess you are just a bit moody because of that.
I'm not homesick. I just hate it here. I hate this realm, this school, and the worst part is these goddamn humans.
You summoned one.
Quiet, for a moment. Just one, will you, Mel? Yo. What is your problem, dude? I can see they pushed you into this, but why? Are you a demi-human as well? I can't see anything, though. No ears, no tail, scales, anything. A human? Weird.
Kathy, don't be so rude. Hello, human. I'm Ula, and this is my sister, Kathy. We enrolled in this school today, and it seems that we're currently playing a game with some of the other students.
Don't mind her, just got a few screws loose. We got pushed in here because we are too different in their eyes. You too? But you're human, no? Humans don't stop just because of that? Man, your species is really nuts in the head, no?
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
It really is normal for humans? So, your education system is a place for mistreatment as well? This sounds so annoying. It all depends on your social status? Well, duh, I figured that much. Someone needs to do the shoving after all.
That is not important right now. Human, can you tell us more about high school? I want to know what is true and what is not.
She means in these shows. She's a huge human TV show fanatic person.
It's true. They are one of the reasons I wanted to go here.
Me? Well, I don't know. Home was boring, I guess. Not like I was interested in humans or anything.
She's always like that. Just ignore her.
Hey, you better watch your mouth before I... Well, I guess you can tell us a bit about it. Yeah, no, I get that. Classes have topics. You mean like maths and stuff, right? Got it. I got that part. And after this class is done, then I am done with math. No? How much more is there to learn? You're kidding, right? Every year? No way! You do not have to do the same thing over and over again. That is ridiculous.
It's not. It's just that humans may learn better if they repeat it. But it's something new every time. And it's all called math. Huh.
No need for you to try understanding it if I can't.
Kathy, it's not the same things you learn each year, so it's like continuing? Oh, I see. So you'll learn more and more in each subject. Not every subject you have to take every year? You lost me again.
Not as important? Then why would you learn if it's not important? It is. Ugh, you're speaking nonsense. What are you even saying?
Some stuff is more important than other things.
And who decided that? You can get through life easier without knowing everything about history, but not knowing English makes it harder in basically every field that is logical.
All this class talk is boring. Tell me more about the fun parts, like lunch break. In human TV, the most fun things happen during lunch break, no? It's free time that you get so you can have a proper meal. Sounds rather boring to me. Oh, it can be fun. How? How?
Mel, you're gonna be fine. Can you calm down a little? You're pressing up against me every time you move.
But this is so exciting, no? We finally learn more about humans. So, human, how can you make a lunch break fun? Friends, I was hoping for something like games or a dance-off.
Idiot.
I heard that.
Good. So, what else is there to know? Sports, already heard about it, but it would be weird if we compete, no? Well, because we're much better sprinters than you are. Did you not even know that? No. Wait, so what do you know about Nekos?
Nothing? No way.
You humans really do, go along with the stereotype of not knowing anything. You just never met a Neko before. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, with the connections of our realms being so young, yeah. Look, I guess since you were helping us out, why don't we explain Nekos to you?
Ooh, that sounds like fun. I know. Here. Touch my ears. They're fluffy, right?
Look at him blush. Is someone getting excited here?
Stop that, Kathy. He can't help it, right? See, it's like how our tails move on their own sometimes. Speaking of which, why don't you show him yours?
Fine. Here you go, weirdo. Don't even think about touching me there, though. You will not leave this locker in one piece if you do. But, yeah. That's a tail, and we cannot really use it for much, but we can control it freely. It's pretty. Shut up, idiot. It's not. After all, it's not so fluffy and it's more snake-like. Long and smooth. I mean, I don't want to look like a model or anything. They're, like, super lame, but I wish my tail was a bit more like, well, hers.
Don't be jealous. I think your tail is cute.
But, whatever. Anyway, when will you stop groping her?
Oh, but it felt really good. What?
Nothing. He's just fun to tease.
You shouldn't tease the human. He helps us. Here, let me teach you more about us. Can you look me into the eyes? See? We got different pupils than you humans do. We do see better with them at night as well. Pretty handy, huh?
We also got fangs. Wanna see them as well? Look here. Can you see them? There should be four. They are quite sharp, but if you want, you can put your fingers in my mouth and touch them. Your face is the best right now.
I didn't know humans could look like that.
Gosh, why aren't all humans like you? It would be much more fun.
Do you like the human, perhaps?
Yeah. Oh, totally human. Please take me home with you. I want to be your cute little Neko maid. Yeah. Dork.
I would like you much more if you were always like that.
Yeah, whatever. Look, as much fun as it is right now. You like us? What? What do you mean by that? Oh, we're fun to be around. Well, thanks, I guess. But what I wanted to say was, despite how much fun we're having as a group right now, if I miss my class, are my parents going to be notified?
No, I think that is what detention is for. Wait, both?
Gosh, you humans are way too strict. But I mean, we kind of still need to get out of here.
Maybe someone will come and help us if we scream. Hello? Can someone open this? We are stuck in here.
Hey, you're way too loud right now. This is going through my head. And as if someone would even help us. You keep coming out with these sentences. You think they would help us if they got to know us better? You are pretty persistent, you know that?
You really think we could be popular? Aw, thank you. I think you are pretty nice as well. Oh, you even noticed my hairpin? Yeah, it's a paw. Isn't it cute? I tried to look into human fashion and this pin was the best one I had. I knew humans would like them. You want my hairpin? But it's mine.
Whoa. Repeat that. You can open the door with this? You're kidding, right? Why not say it sooner? Did you like being locked in with us that much? You just noticed? Oh, well, whatever. Just open the damn door then.
Oh, sure. Here it is. But be careful with it, okay? I really like it.
Are you sure this is gonna work?
Just trust him. I'm sure he can do it.
Why are you always so optimistic?
You are just way too negative.
It's called being realistic.
It's called being a party pooper.
Oh no, I can't be fun 24/7. What a shocker.
I would be happy if you would be fun to be around for more than 1 hour a day.
Why, you little... No way!
See, I knew we could do it.
Whatever. Thanks, human. Now, I guess we should get going. Class is gonna start any moment, and... Well, it was fun to get to know you. Maybe we'll see each other again sometime. Anyway, bye.
Not so fast. Say, human, can I get your phone number?
Wait, what? Hey, you can't do that!
Why? I want to talk more with him. And this way we can even chat or call when we are back home.
Oh, you... Thank God you're such an airhead. I guess that really is a good idea. Maybe you could come over and hang out or something. My dad has these catnip ciggies and they kick you straight out of your socks, let me tell ya.
Kathy, Dad's gonna be angry with you again.
If he doesn't want it in the house, then he shouldn't even have it there in the first place. And if he doesn't want me to take it, then he should hide it better.
I'm gonna tell him that.
I dare you.
Huh? Your class is on the other side of school? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want you to be late. Just your number real quick. Got it. I'll text you after school, okay?
You better keep your word. I could unironically show you some nice places to just forget about all your problems.
It's a treehouse.
It's a palace that the free mind built and owns.
T-R-E-E.
He needs to go, so stop it.
Oh, right. Thank you again, human.
Yeah. Thank you.